Hello and welcome to Clear Waves, where the airwaves are clear. I'm BB Wellington, and I'm Sonia Orme. Today we're bringing up a very important issue all about organization, and it just so happens that our guest Maxine is an organotherapist, meaning that she helps people with their organization issues. That's right, organization issues. Now tell us, Maxine, what do you think about modern organization in today's Americans?
Organization is a huge issue for many people. I invented a disorder called organ order. Organ order? This is something that people are born with and prevents them from leading normal, organized lives. However, a good amount of counseling, they can change their ways. There are three types of organ order issues.
Hey, where's my coffee? Oh, there it is. It was under that pile of junk.
Beavy, did you know that the average American spends 3 years of their lives looking for lost items?
And we spend 13 years of our lives with people that we can't stand.
Organ order type 1 is lacking the sense to organize items. The second is lacking the sense to put items away. The third is lacking the sense to throw things out. Organ order type 3 is the most serious and can take years of counseling to overcome. Really? How can you tell if someone is suffering from an organ order? Let's see. Well, for instance, you've got last week's script and the week before that still on your table there. Oh, that's not my fault. That's BB's.
I'm making a connection.
I didn't say it was anyone's fault. I just gave an example of something that might be a sign of having an organ order. How do you help your patients get better? What I always do is visit their homes and help them get back on track with their organization.
What do you mean?
Well, I could take these two scripts that you don't need anymore and recycle them.
But we need them!
Then I could dump this banana peel, this old Dunkin' Donut coffee container, and this Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, I was saving that!
Half-eaten chocolate bar.
Wait a minute, lady, I need that!
Piece of tape, leaking pen, telephone button, broken cord, bent paperclip, advertisement from a magazine.
We'll be right back after this important message.
Need a new couch? Call and get a free couch now for only $4,900. It's a leather couch straight from the factory, never been sat on except from occasional passerbys who all have strongly suggested it. To purchase your free couch for only $4,900, just call 417-989-4980. That's 417-989-4980. Once again, 417-989-4980. Call now.
Awfully quiet in here.
Hey, where's Beavy?
You
threw him out.
Oh, did I? I must have mistaken him for a fluff ball.
There. You okay, Beavy?
Give me all my stuff back.
Look at how clean everything is.
Of course it's clean. You moved me to Freddy's studio.
What are you talking about? This is your studio.
But our studio is never clean.
It is now.
Where's my banana peel?
Don't you feel so much better now?
Better about what? I want my peel.
Now, if you want to talk to Maxine about your organization, call us at 508-WAVE-3048. That's 508-WAVE-3048. Jonathan Chase is on the line.
Hi.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hi. Now, I was wondering, Maxine, if this disorder can be the other way around.
What do you mean the other way around?
If someone is so caught up in being organized that they can't enjoy other things in life, I don't understand. That's how my mother-in-law is. Everything has to be exactly in the right place at the right time, or she'll go crazy.
Sounds healthy to me.
I can hardly go over to her house. I'm always afraid that I'm going to do something wrong.
Messing up someone else's organized house is just the first problem that I see when it comes to organ orders.
Uh-huh.
As for the weather, it's warmer, but still not so good. Rather disorganized out there today, but that's okay. That's the way I like it. Today, showers, highs 42, lows 24. Tomorrow, rain and snow, highs 33, lows 32. Monday, showers in the evening, temperature unknown. But unfortunately, I can't see it getting warm again until at least the springtime. So, hold on to your earmuffs and remember to take your boots off before you enter the living room. I'm BB Wellington.
Thank you, BB. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Claire Waves was made possible by
Joe Pronowski, Robert Hartman, Eddie Winston, Robert Johnson, Alana Pickleman, and a special thanks to Louis Moper, who mopped our studio today.
Don't forget to tune in next time on Claire Waves. Thank you, and good night.